Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rectrode. Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. Nashville SC in action tomorrow in the League's Cup Final, hosting Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. And to help us talk more about that, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ben Wright, who covers Nashville SC for Broadway Sports. Ben, good morning. How are we doing?
I am doing well. Excited for this weekend, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for taking time to be with us. So, Ben, we were just talking about this. It's been a wild ride to watch Nashville SC get to this point. If they're able to pull this off tomorrow and they win, how do you relate this in terms of the accomplishments of Nashville professional sports teams? And obviously a championship would be some hardware tomorrow if they're able to get this done. What sort of an accomplishment is this for Nashville SC if they're able to pull this off?
I mean, it's a big deal. It would be the first trophy in Nashville SC history. I believe it would be the first trophy won by a professional team in Tennessee. So, I mean, it would be pretty historic for them. To be fair, the League's Cup, this is the first ever edition of this tournament. So it's not like this is some huge historic tournament that's gone on for 20, 30 years. This is a relatively new thing. But I think everybody's been pretty blown away at how competitive the tournament has been, how seriously teams from MLS in Mexico have taken it, and I think it would be a huge deal for Nashville.
Ben, put Messi into context for us, just in terms of, I mean, he's still great, what it means for him to be in MLS, and then just also, like, what you've seen in terms of the reaction around the city and what it means, not just for Nashville SC, but for Nashville.
I mean, it's huge. I was really surprised that he came to MLS. I mean, he's 36, but I mean, let's be real. He's still one of the best players on the planet. He's 9 months off of winning a World Cup with one of the single best performances I've ever seen at a World Cup. I mean, so he's maybe not the same Messi as he was 10 years ago, but he even Messi at 80% of his prime is still one of the best players in the world. Just the popularity that he had, I believe he's like the most followed person on Instagram. He has a huge, just mass appeal. People are tracking down tickets for this game who don't even care about soccer just because of Messi. So I think it's kind of a mass appeal that we really haven't seen in soccer in the U.S. before. I think it's great for the game in the U.S., great for the league, and I mean, I'm really interested to see what the crowd looks like tomorrow. I think it's going to be insane.
Yeah, really interested to see that as well. And Ben, we were talking about the ticket prices to get into Geodis Park tomorrow yesterday on the show. What's been the reaction that you've seen from Nashville SC fans, the reaction that you've seen from the public at large to just how much it may cost you to get in the building tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think people are surprised, which I'm not sure they should be. If you look at the games that Miami has already played on the road, it's been pretty similar. I think for their semifinal against Philadelphia on Tuesday, the cheapest ticket was like $300. So it's not necessarily that far off from how it's been. I definitely think there's some fans who are disappointed. Season ticket holders had to opt out of this tournament. So if you didn't opt out, you get your regular tickets at your regular price. So I know a lot of people got in for $30 or $40, but those who decided to opt out or don't have season tickets, I mean, they're kind of out of luck, which is a shame because there are a lot of fans who've been around this team for a while who want to be at the first final in team history who are now kind of on the outside looking in. But I do think that's just kind of the way it goes with these sites like Ticketmaster and everything that use dynamic pricing. And I think that's one of the downsides to it, but that might be a whole other 20-minute conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I got to say, like, the fact that, I guess, you know, people don't know what may happen or whatever, but I mean, I guess I don't understand opting out just in case, you know what I mean? I feel bad for someone who now is out a lot of money or can't come, but you know, regardless, it is going to be a wild scene, Ben. And we were talking about this in terms of, you know, maybe a little bit of a comparison to, like, the Nashville Predators Stanley Cup final run, just in terms of, I think that run added fans to the fan base who are still fans of that team now. Do you think this is a fan base multiplier for Nashville SC?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think this comes at a really good time, too, because if you look at the MLS Cup playoffs that they usually play in every year, that's in the middle of October, November, like right in the heat of NFL. I think this comes at a great time because there's not a ton of other stuff going on sports-wise. NFL hasn't even started. There's just not much going else on. So in a lot of ways, like, this is the thing happening in Nashville right now. And then from a global perspective, too, I mean, this Apple TV deal that was just signed at the start of the year, it goes everywhere. There are no blackouts. You can watch it anywhere in the world. Messi has part of the deal to bring him over is he's getting a percentage of the TV deal individually, which I've never seen a deal like that before. But he's like sharing it on all his social media profiles. He's brought in a significant amount of subscribers. So there's like a huge global audience too. So I think even outside of Nashville, I mean, it's going to be huge in Nashville, but from a global perspective, there's a real sense that like everybody is going to be watching Nashville this weekend. And I don't think that's really happened before.
Ben Wright from Broadway Sports with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So Ben, the journey to get to this point, to the League's Cup final, what has stood out to you about Nashville SC, the way that they played in order to get to this point where they're taking on Miami tomorrow in the final?
I mean, it's been impressive. They were struggling in MLS before this tournament kicked off. I think they had won one out of their six games before the tournament started. They had just lost back-to-back games to Philadelphia and Cincinnati, who are two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference in MLS, two of their rivals. They, in both those games, they had two players sent off with a red card. So just really, really struggling, really, really poor form. I don't think there were a ton of huge expectations for them. And just somehow in this tournament, everything's clicked. The whole team has played well. Hani Mukhtar hasn't scored nearly as much as he usually does, but he's still been creating chances. He's been assisting. And one of the big things is they finally have signed a striker. It's been kind of the thing that's been haunting them really since they came to MLS. They've swung and missed on a couple big strikers. They signed Sam Sturridge. He has three goals in his first three games. He's played really well. He's linked up really well with Hani Mukhtar. And he kind of, I mean, it's still early, but he looks like they finally got it right. And so I think his form has been huge. But yeah, I mean, they knocked off.
I think we may have lost Ben there for a second.
Hope he's all right.
We'll see if we can reconnect with Ben.
Like these Messi fans out here, man, they're just
they're all around.
They're screaming at people.
They're all around. We'll see if we can reconnect with Ben Wright here in the next few minutes.
Hey, but, can y'all hear me?
There he is.
You all right?
Sorry. Wife turned on the car, and apparently my phone automatically connected to that.
No, we thought it was Messi, the Messi paparazzi.
Yeah, they're catching up to Ben.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned
just my four kids, which is probably worse.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Sam Sturridge. Obviously, he's been such a huge addition here, Ben. Hani Mukhtar, how big is this moment for him? Because I still think enough people don't recognize how good he is and how huge he is. I mean, I know he's MVP last year of the league, but just like even globally for him, what kind of opportunity is this for him?
I mean, it's big. He's been the best player in MLS for probably 2.5 years at this point, but doesn't have a trophy to show for it. I think the goal is still to win MLS Cup, but this would be a great start. I think he, like I said earlier, he hasn't scored nearly as much as you would have expected. I think if you had told me that Nashville had made the final of League's Cup and only had two goals from Hani Mukhtar during the tournament, I would have been shocked. But I think it's really a testament to how good he is as a chance creator, because he's not just been scoring, he's been setting up other players. And two, I think a lot of other players have stepped up. And so it's been, I think, much more of a cohesive team performance than we've seen before. Because kind of in the past, it's been, if Mukhtar is not scoring, this team is not doing anything. And so I really think it's been kind of a level of team cohesiveness that we haven't really seen before.
Ben, last thing for you here. As you look at the way that Nashville SC has gotten to this point, I think there's this perception around Gary Smith that, you know, he's a defensive coach and Nashville SC is a defensive team. And you know, we got players like Walker Zimmerman, and we understand those things. But I think they've been really exciting to watch offensively. Obviously, Sturridge has been a big part of that, as you mentioned. But what do you make of that perception around Gary Smith? And has this tournament changed that in some Nashville SC fans' mind to your way of thinking?
Yeah, man, I think there are a lot of people who watched Gary Smith back when he was with Colorado in 2010 and initially with Nashville in 2020, who saw probably what was a defensive team and haven't really watched much of Nashville since and just kind of have stuck with it. I think that's a pretty outdated an outdated narrative. He actually, after the Monterey win, he talked about this, he made the point that there's a difference between a defensive team and a well-organized team, and I think that's true. Nashville are obviously very good defensively, but that's not all they are. I mean, you have Hany Mukhtar, who's probably the best attacker in the league. They have taken a lot of risks in possession this tournament. They've gone toe-to-toe with Club America and Monterey, who are legitimately two of the biggest teams in the continent, and not just held their own, but, I mean, they looked better for large stretches of those. So it wasn't just Nashville sitting back and putting 11 players behind the ball and just kind of hoping they can squeak out a 0-0 draw. They've played. And so I think, yeah, that defensive-only team narrative is just pretty outdated, and I think they're a lot more than that.
Well, Ben, appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning. Have fun tomorrow at the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben Wright from Broadway Sports, our guest here on Robbie and Rexall. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexrode, 1025-1063, the game.